Right.
I don't have any great, solution to say here. I think that Dovin Sam must have. I hope Dovin got clear because we've been speaking and learning throughout the sugya. But I think Dovin understands why at the beginning of the sugya I was a little hesitant about. Most sugyas, I think, you learn the Gemara, you learn the Rishonim, you get a mahalach or a 2-3 mahalachim in the sugya, and you try to fit in the achronim into the havanos of sugya. And in the harchotim, it doesn't seem to work quite as smoothly. But it's problematic the way we learn, because it doesn't always seem that what we see behind it is fun, and so it fits into any of the mahalachim or of the sugya. But let's at least try to fit it in as much as possible. Try to get at least have a basic havana of what's going on, and then we'll fit it in. We're not going to cover every single example. We're not going to cover a quarter of the examples mentioned in the Gesvarim. Anyone who wants can look there. But I think that, like mostly, the one thing that is a common denominator is that I think that, like most sugyas, once you understand the Gemara and you understand the Rishayim, it's something else. And when you have havana of sugya, I think mamela, most of the practical applications become much easier, much simpler to figure out what the halacha is by that. So let's start with. So we'll start. I'm a little late on this one, but we'll start with sugya vayshata. Actually, let's give like no. If you on schayk mekalas reish, I think that ignore what it says in any of the svarim about how many jokes a week you're allowed to crack or whatever it is. I think it's pashat kol lefi ha'in. Simple. Okay, next sugya. It depends on the situation. Depends on the family. Depends on the math. Depends on what kind of joke you're talking about. You can't make rules for it.
With that, not everyone has the right.
You have to say, you have to know where you're holding.
You don't know what it is considered. You don't have the right scale to check it out. Like, what's a chibah? Chibah of a present, is it considered not? A chibah of flowers in the middle of the week already is a problem.
If you try to figure it out. Well,
a lot of things wouldn't get there. What does it have to get to that's a problem? What's
okay, that's true. There's a question of. Is just having a friend, is chiba friendliness, or is it something more intimate? Anything, a joke you crack with your friend in Achdul Chayr is not really chiba. Standing on the, you sit in the coffee room, you crack, tell over a funny story, that's pashut, it's not. Anything that leads to an atmosphere that's more intimate, or whatever is pashut, that it's also, I think. And I'm even young, whatever.
We see that the Chazal Aser, you have things that you would do with a friend. Getting at a table eating together. Certain things that you even do with a friend, a regular friend, even that was all awesome with your wife.
Okay, so maybe that was the maybe
but
no, because it's with your wife.
I'm saying it's the same
way. I've noticed that a joke you would tell your friend you're allowed to tell your wife when she's dizzy. That's not that story.
Right. There is no
by sure about my thought, there is more about it, but here, okay, carry on.
Everything depends how you do it.
Jokes are also
about
people. They're also about people. Is that because they get some people in the
joke. It's all interrelated, but it's all interrelated.
Yeah.
The issue of chiva is because it leads to heaven.
It's
true, but
people leads to get to heaven.
Okay. But something that can't lead to chiva and heaven is not a problem. It's like the kalas reish l'chayr. Something is going to create a light atmosphere, even if the joke bad. Schaik in general leads to Kalas Das, Kalas Reish, which does ultimately lead often to Haribu Dov. So it's whatever, each person has to know his matzah and his personality and his situation. Anyway, fine. So that I think is I think it's not really even a sugya. Big sugya comes here with Hoshata. I think that's the Iker. Hoshata Zriko. What is the Isra Hoshata? We know there's an Isra Hoshata. We know now. I mean, there's many Rishonim, there's a number of Rishonim, we didn't know there was any Isra Midin of Hoshata. But within that, there's a number of different possibilities where the Isra Hoshata comes from. So many Rishonim learn that the Isra Hoshata is an Iker Adin, and it's learned out from the Zigas HaKais. In other words, they're learning that Mazigas HaKais is Lav Davka HaKais Yayin, it's Lav Davka any food. It means the Ikar is the Hoshata. They're learning that Mazigas HaKais means Maziga with Hoshata, and that the Maziga is not important, really. The Ikar is the Hoshata. Mazigas HaKais is a kinui for Hoshata. And Mamela, every Hoshata is an Isser Midina Gemara of Mazigas HaKais.
Who else?
Right, Mamrachenberg, and those are great, basically those are great
Mamrachenberg.
Well,
it's
Kiddush,
no, that was those one of the sure things of
Islam. Well, okay, I should say, right. The other, the Rishenim were learning the, right, fine. The Mizid, right, the other, it's really the other. A lot of Rishenim were learning the Mizid's Kiddush also needs a Hishat. He's the only one who basically says that it's only the Hishat. Say, sure. But there is that sheet of the Mizigas, the Hishat is an Ikra din of Mizigas HaKais, we didn't have tomorrow. Although the Mizigas, as we see now, we started doing the Sugi Mizigas HaKais, that that's not the way we pass it. It's clear we don't pass in the Ikra din like the Mabarabu. What's, so in Mukhaira, the net that the Ramah is bringing it down, Le'inyan Zrika, is, as many Achrayim pointed out, is only a Chumra Ba'al, a Chumra Yisera. But Etzim is what I'm passing is Hakavon and Mizigas HaKais. The Shita that's Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch, which is the Pasha, the Pasha of Shita L'Chayre is Shema Yiga. And there'll be many Nafmi, if we learn Shema Yiga, that's Voshtek and Shulchan Aruch. And based on that, the, for example, we have Rabbi Yerucham who says that it's a lot of, so based on Shema Yiga, let's go back. Shema Yiga L'Chayre, that is Navon and Chumras Rashi, with Tysus bring down, the other Rishonim bring down. The Rashi and his wife were Machmir not to pass a key. Because it's not me, it's not me a character. It's not me doing a Gemara. Shami, you don't be chayyim. Be careful. Don't to try. Make sure you don't touch. No, also Ashim is chayyim. Maybe you by mistake touch. So they were machmir not to do hayshata of a key or a other small object. And then the Rabbi Yerucham is the Rishon Medabrim who says that not only a very small object, but even a larger object were also machmir on because Shami you will be yizariyof. And then there's a machlokes later achrayim whether there's a loy plug in and applies to even very long things, or it only applies to things that are, as the medayik lashon, the shema loy yizariyah, for something that requires a zahirus. Maybe they won't have the necessary zahirus, something that doesn't require a zahirus, so that maybe they were never machra. But it seems that over time, shulchan aruch paskens min adin, that what started off as a chumra that Rashi was noyig on himself, was machra on himself, became over the course of the couple hundred years between Rashi and Shulchan Aruch, became a din. Became Midah Klal Yisrael and Mamela, it's Nifsek and Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch is a pair of Paskin and Chumbas Rashi, Mishum Shamayiga. But there's another Havon Aluch, and that's, and many Acharyim seem, well, let's put a bullet this way, many Acharyim seem to understand it's part of the Shazai Shteit and Shulchan Aruch, the Issu Shamayiga. The problem is, if you understand the Issur Shema Yiga, we're going to have a lot of problems. No one offered the art. Sif Dalad mentions any other mafurish, any other explanation for the Issur of Hoshat. Even the Ramo brings Zrika, which Luchayra doesn't come from Shema Yiga, but the Ramo doesn't bring down the Svaris of the Makara Dvarim of the Mamirah. Now, you can even the Daikish took with the Ramah Davka brought it in Siv Gimel. He didn't bring it by the Zikas of Christ. Could be the Ramah's even only being Machmir from Binyan Zev, the Ramah Rottenberg, Buloy Mitameh, which would require be the Mashmoys of Igris Moshe. As the servants of the Stom Igris Moshe says that Zrika is also Shemayiga, which is not what the Rishen and Ramah is coming from said, but it could be that he was the Daikish from the fact that the Ramah put it in Siv Gimel and not in Siv Yud. It seems that no one often says any other explanation for Hoshot. The problem is, if Hoshot is only Meshum Shemeniga, then it's hard to understand, for example, the Yad Eliyahu who talks about purloining his cigarette. He brings down from Sugya's entireness that it's a chibur. What does that have to do with Shemeniga? Either you're going to tell me because she's coming very close to Mechosha Shiga, but that has nothing to do with Sugya's entireness. L'chayr, the need to of lighting a cigarette should have nothing to do, if the only answer is Shemayiga, should have nothing to do with the Sugya Tiras. Additionally, L'chayr the Tashbitz is Chay Noisiyas Atzmai, whatever the Havon on Chay Noisiyas Atzmai is, L'chayr is not Shemayiga. Because if it's Shemayiga, what's the difference if the baby's old enough that he can jump, that he could walk by himself, or he's not old enough to walk by himself, L'chayr has nothing to do with Shemayiga. The Minchas Yankov also talks about blowing something off of her, and he brings, again, it's hard to understand Bechlau what the Minchas Yankov wants, but certainly in his Havon he says, bring through from the Sugya and in Bava Kamla, and he brings from the Sugya some Psalchim, L'chayda has nothing to do with Chashash HaShemayika. So if the only explanation, La Locha in in the Hoshata would be Shemayiga, we're going to have problems with a lot of the Acharnim and Sotah. Even the Rishagri, the Tashmas, was a Rishon. So it's brought down, but the place can bring it down all off. They either pass it like and they argue on it, but they bring down the Tashmas. Ruchariya, he's not coming from the Havon of Shemayiga. Even those who argue on the Tashmas, they don't argue on the Tashmas and say, but why, sir, Avon Shemayiga? They seem to have understood that that's not the issue, it's a different issue. So what's the other issue here? So, as we all saw, and saw that this Bukhari the Shachan has... What? Because I think basically everyone agrees with, you know, I think Metzias is when you pass a baby, there is a Chashash Shemayiga. Matthias is, well, what's the percentage? There's a problem with the Tashbits, why, how he was Nekla's Shemayiga. But Lamais says he's Lucher not learning. I'm asking that there should be a problem with Lucher, at least even if the only. You know, we're going to get into this. The Lucher the Shatin Tazavon of Nigia Ide Dorach. Lamais says, Stamets a cash on the Tashbits is that why aren't we Chayshish for you? At least be Chayshish Shemayiga Lucher. You're telling me the Shachan Tanz Lachai are coming with the Chumar. They could hold as a Chashan Shemayiga, but they're saying even when you don't have Shemayiga, there's an additional problem with Halapachas of Negi'a Yidei Dover Acher. The Tashbitz is Tanya, maybe will somehow address the Shemayiga Yidei Dover Acher, maybe, but Zichah doesn't address Lachai also be Chayshish for Shemayiga. That's a problem. Sometimes you want to bavar the problem. Say it. But he's learning that the sugya is not only Shemayiga. He seems to be saying it's not at all Shemayiga. But it's certainly not, he's learning it's not only a Chashash Shemayiga. Whereas Shulchan Aruch and Yusmaisha seem to only mention the problem of Shemayiga. They don't seem to hold there's any other problem.
Did he look much?
What?
And then he says that when a guy thinks the baby is big enough to lean over from one to the other, there's real concern and there's no possibility of the kid. Because the baby is stretching itself that way. So it's very easy for you to hold the baby over here, and the baby is stretching his arms out of the room, and she can take the arms. Why should there be any nigiyah?
Because the Metzias.
The Metzias is that if you're not Nizhar, there will be nigiyah. Sometimes. Because you know, we're not talking about such a chidamic, and you're holding the baby's hips, and he's leaning forward, she's grabbing his arms. That's almost such a great distance.
She's taking his hands.
Yeah. If you pull his feet, then he's.
I'm saying, and the five kids scream, and she has to run to them, so.
Requires a zihirus. Nobody disagrees with Rabbeinu Yeruchim that something that requires a zihirus, we are Chayshish Shemayiga. I was never mal tell the Tashmas does seem to be Tashmas that way. I don't think my mom is the time to say that we're going to take the Shachan Taz as a coup. And say that when it doesn't have a din negiya yidei dover acher, even if there's a chashash shemayiga, we're going to be nekel. I don't see that. Even it is matter that the Tashmits did that. That's a shtickle that blinds itself.
If there is a new thing today that we do, and there's a chashash shemayiga, going under an umbrella, she could not do it, but is there issur going under an umbrella?
Okay, so we'll go. It's a bit of a cycle, but it's an important point. L'chayra, we don't find anywhere that there was a gzera made on such practice. You have to be nizer. You have to be nizer not to put yourself in a matzav where you are likely to be nigeya. There's no blanket gzera to say that it's also to share an umbrella, or it's also to read the same book, despite what some Haidu Gassar seem to bring. But Avada, what there is, if you're dealing with an umbrella that's relatively small, the teva is to try to stay towards the middle so you're not going to get wet, Avada, lamaisa, you have to be nizer on that, because you can't put yourself in a mat.
But if you wanted to be really nizer, if you wanted to do it, and be really careful.
If it's something that requires a careful zihirus, then you'll... You have to be whatever.
Very careful. If you walk
in a straight line,
you have to be really careful.
If it's something, you know that even being careful is likely to forget whatever, you shouldn't do it. But I can't tell you that this is halach and shulchan aruch. It's usher to share an umbrella.
So that's what I'm saying. He's not saying there's no place to
say in this case. Where he's saying he's telling me a mitzias is that you'll never by mistake come to touch her. If
no, saying dina shote, there's a problem with touching baby. So be careful. You can't be careful. Don't pass a baby. But he's saying the mitzias of gzela, there's no gzela.
Okay, come on. So then we mentioned this.
He should have mentioned it.
We have a practical consideration. Each person has to know himself what his situation is. If it's something you know from experience, when you tell you, they're playing bumping into each other on a regular basis. Don't do it immediately. But that wasn't. He didn't feel the need to write the truth. He assumed he's dealing with somebody who's a bar seichel.
So he wrote
stamped,
he didn't write
the
age or something.
And one Shubi he wrote stamped, No, one Shubi he only writes the other one he writes and he's moving from one to the other.
Right.
But even a we know from Shabbos is only something that's old enough to walk by itself. That's what Pesach Shuvah brings.
Yeah.
That if he's too young, or if he's sick, or if he's tied up, so then even the Tashkent would be Machna.
Right,
because
there's no chaynes and that's not the chah. He brings from a tesis in the beginning in Shabbos, and he says that even a baby ben shmoyne yomim is chaynes and that's but it's not chaynes and that's not enough for Yisrael Shabbos.
And the Berelocha says roiv plays from Rav Elikon
on the tesis. So according to Rav Shmuel Novak, it's possible to say.
Rav Shmuel Novak says it here by Yehar Chokas or in Shabbos.
Oh, he says it here.
This is here.
Maybe the Bushi always brings it. But someone told me about it. So saying it's possible to say that this Tashbetz is talking. This Tashbetz is talking, is saying that Chayesh Hesatzman is enough.
Okay, but Lozal, I hear maybe Rosh Hashanah. I didn't see Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah said he said it. But Lefiani is Daiti. Number one is the din of the Tashbetz himself is not clear. The Chodah Mughal did the Tashbetz and we pass like the Tashbetz. The Pisachet Shuvah did not understand the Tashbetz of Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So to be soimach on Rav Shlomo Zalman's pshat in the Tashbetz, who is not b'chval poshim going to pass in the Tashbetz, I find it hard to mice to be soimach on. I think Pashas not lost, we pass it not like the Tashbetz at all.
People are able to pass babies.
Who passed the mice? You could pass babies. There are many places who said, especially the good man.
It seems people do it.
Because to Pesach Shuvah brings it. Let me ask you this: which Ashkenazi Pesach is not to passing things? Because why say Ashkenazi? Because a number of Pesach will point out that Chayim Nezis Atzmon might make it, maximum is going to make it like Zrika, which the Tashbetz himself is not to. But not the Rabbah's Zrika. So passing a baby, even if you say Chayim Nezis Atzmon, it's Kilu, the baby's floating in the air, not that you're anxious, but it's not better than Zrika.
But it sounds like the
Chinese
pass. The baby mamish leans his whole body over, then there's more of a bottom dramatic, you're not doing anything. Then you're only going to have the problem. Then you're only the problem with Chayav the Shachem Taz. It's not a Shachem B'chal. I'm not doing anything. I'm passing her a Dover Arch. She's not moving.
If she's holding a pen, he's holding a pen, and she goes like this. Why is it
different?
Yeah, but that's what you're doing with the baby.
The problem is I'm giving something to her.
Here, I'm not giving the baby to her. The baby's going. The baby's off of himself. Shira, put the baby on the floor. Let me ask you something. According to the model that we asked this week, if I put a baby on the floor, I put my 1 year old on the floor and say, go to mommy. And he walks over to mommy. Is that Zrika?
The baby's not able to fly on his own. He's just hanging there like a alien balloon. He's still holding the baby at his hip. It's no middle ground.
Legally, if you look at it, Chayes Asma, you were binding. The kid's flying via bushes.
There's a difference. Chayes Asma, if it's self-propelled, Chayes Asma is a different issue. Chayes Asma, but it's flying through the air. But who put it flying through the air? I did, because I threw it. The baby's chayes asma.
The baby's chayes asma has to fly through the air under its own control.
We're not under its own control.
It's like a bird in my hand, a tame bird in my hand, and he flies over the
mountain. If the bird flies down, it flies himself. You're talking about a baby who's staying still, but he's outside chayes asma.
Legally,
though,
chayes
asma tells me that I'm not lifting it, but I'm still moving, I'm propelling it. Chayes is asking will be like throwing a helium.
No,
Chayes
is
asking will be like throwing a
helium.
There's no chayim there. That's why it's mutter. But if Chulvan Islam didn't, if someone takes and
if
you pick up a ball and put it down, that's a problem, right?
But Shabbos is a special deal.
It's not because the person flies.
I think the simplest way to explain it would be for those who know
vacuums. He's calling himself.
I think I'm not actually going to make it simpler for people. There's two different directions. There's going up and there's going over. Chaimes is asking me, tells me it's going up by itself. But how did it go horizontally? That I propel it. It's like throwing a helium balloon. The balloon stays in the air by itself. I'm not the one preventing it from falling into the floor. But if I'm getting it from this side of the room to that side of the room, I'm the one who propelled it that way. So the same thing, the baby. The person, Chaimes Itatzmai, tells me that it's not falling. I'm not holding, suspending it in the air, but I'm the one making it go that direction. So that's why it's going to be doing the Nizrika on fire. In any event,
Shabbos Tanakh also. If that's the only din, Shabbos wouldn't get enough. It'll be my Rav Avraham.
You're saying what, it'll be like pushing strollers?
Push
pulling.
But how does it help
Sfargim on
Shashnagir?
Zrika. Why
is not Shashnagir
on Zrika?
But here,
this
is Lord Gorim, Zrika, and the whole Zrika's mother. Saying that maybe Sfargim puts him saying it's mother to hand it to him.
Right.
Because he can complete his Zrika, it's mother, or not Shashnagir.
There's still a chashash negiah.
There's
no chashash negiah.
No, in such a case,
where
you're handing a
thing, like, what am I saying? So then you have to get back to what we were saying before, like Yeshua's answer, or whatever. I don't know. That problem with the Tashash is blind. Maybe like Yeshua wanted to say. There's a practical issue of Shemayiga, but there was no Zeris Chazal of Shemayiga. Chazal Gezer on Hoshata Shemayiga? Anything beyond Hoshata, you have to use your own Seichel. Shulchan is not telling you seichel. Seichel, use your own seichel. So by passing the tinnik, since it's no longer begeder of hishata, it's not nechol zeris rishayim on hishata. Now there's a seichel that's beginning. You have to yourself make sure to take whatever precautions are necessary to avoid the gear. If the only way you can avoid this by not passing is to then taka don't pass it. That would be shot. But then even the lice, there is one Ashkenazi Pesach who does pass the Tash, it's L'chayim. That's Piskatu. Who is the Pesach, he's not an encyclopedia. But other than that, I didn't see any other...
No, it's
How we know it? Because I heard that there is someone who say that this tshuva was only on Lakit, he wasn't basking.
I think that you see from the way with time.
Why does he deal with him as a poisek?
Not a lot, but I think you can see from the way he brings down Sfarim that he's not just bringing everything. He's bringing a certain Sfarim. He's bringing parts of Sfarim sometimes. He's trying to get across his opinion. You wonder how much weight does he have as a place? That's a different question.
Does he, when he brings a shita, does he mean to say,
yes,
I'm passing the
yes
shita?
Yes.
In at least some cases, he argues already in his own name.
Say it.
So in some cases, that seems to indicate that when he doesn't force disagree, he agrees with it.
Usually, I think he
doesn't smart bring him out of credit. He doesn't say, I argue.
Right. Sometimes he'll bring him a chalikas, but
In this case,
he's very clear because he's
he
qualifies the tashmah the same. But if it's kofless or if he's chayla, then it's not going to work. His tashmah the lot more when he's asking the tashmahs. He's asking the bikkur. He doesn't. Again, the question: how much weight does the pesach tshuva have to us as a pesach? At least by the Ashkenazim, it's Nasi Yachid. Even by the Sfarim, I saw they bring the number of Sanjit places that they took on to be Machma by Zrika, with all parts. So I didn't go into it so much. But then we were getting on to the main point I wanted to get up to was the Bukhari. The problem is that you have Bukhari, a whole different Bismedish, which is the Shachem Tazan Sifyut Beis, who hold that there's this new Isra of Negiya Yidei Dover Acher. And Bukhari, that would stem very nicely with Yad Eliyahu. That the chiddush is he's bringing from Tyrus that the flame or the rising heat is considered a chibur, which is a negiya yidei davar acher, and that would maybe explain at least after the Minchas Yankov with blowing that he's saying the flow of air is considered a chibur le'inyan negiya yidei davar acher, and be'emes is. It could be that even really that's what, to a certain extent, the Tashbetz means is that he's saying the issue of Hishata is an issue of Negiyah, and somehow Chaim says that's why he understands, takes off, makes it no longer in Negiyah in the Dovrach, it somehow breaks the Dovrach to a point where it's now no longer Negiyah in the Dovrach. Actually, that's what the cover of the Tashbetz is. Not clear. The question is, so where we pass along, so Luchopos, as we said before, the Taz and Shach Luchar, Machmon and Shamiyika. Luchay did not make a connected to Shemiga. But the question is, do we pass in the Taz and Shach? No, the Taz and Shach is a chosh v'shita. It said Shemiz, the Pasha Stima Shulchan Aruch. Rebarish is not like that. Chach Nesodin is not mashed that there's a problem with the Giyay in the Verachim. I can't say, at the moment I don't know 100% Korkai. I'm not sure, Tak, if we... We'll have to wait to, hopefully when we do Rechitza, which is where the Ikar Sugi of the Shachim and the Ikar Shachim Tazar, and when we do Yeshiva al-Safsa on this Madne, which L'chayr is going to be then L'shitasam, L'chayr will have a machlaikas that it will be very similar machlaikas. The Shach there also says, if I remember correctly, it's in the Kudus of Kassif, says the Isser sitting on a Safsa on this Madne is because it's considered Negiyah. Obviously, I don't react. Which would also make Mukhara qualify to us that the Giyah Yidei Dovracher is only going to be, and here we'll have, as I think I mentioned, I've doubled a little bit, you don't find the Lashon of feeling movements anywhere in the Kadmai. However, it could be it's Mukhach, that when the Shach and Taz refer to the Giyah Yidei Dovracher, it has to be a Negiyah where there is some Hargosha of the Negiyah. As I mentioned, you give the example, but I think it's Pasha that even if Shach doesn't say Negiyah Yidei Dover Acher is also Mishum Negiyah. But just take an extreme case. Let's say, someone in the middle, a person in the middle touching both of them, and that's not Negiyah Yidei Dover Acher. There's no, that doesn't make a connection between them.
Sitting on the same bench,
it doesn't move. Right, that's not. So Negiyah Yidei Dover Acher has to be a Negiyah where there's a Hargosha of that Negiyah.
Touching the same table,
if they're touching the same table and it's a stable table, then there's no problem. Okay, that's poshut, there's no problem. Let's eat our Shulchan Aruch with a hafsik. We'll have to see how all these things work. Okay, hafsik's not a good idea. This hafsik is not, it's also mutter with a hafsik.
Mutter or not?
We'll see, we'll get there.
What? So they're sitting at the same table with everyone necessary. Is any good mutter, even if it was less? That's a fact.
When you're talking about a table that's not stable.
Well,
where he say hey vav sif, we'll wait for sif hey vav to see that not stay. Say things that move. So we're going to have to wait till we do sif hey vav l'chol pachas to get a clock right. Hopefully there we will. But l'charei that's the big issue. If we're going to pass through the shachin towns of the gia yedeid over acher, when there is some perception, some feeling of that nigia, so then even though l'charei was we're not passing the tashas, passing the baby even. So then you also, but that's not hard. If you put the baby down, like some of the Heidegger places you bring on a table, so the table's supporting the weight of the baby, so even though they're both touching the baby simultaneously, that would be like both touching a solid table at the same time. And then Mukhairi would be a tzad to be matched even like that. It would be Mukhairi Mutti even like the Shachat Taz.
So you're not really, you're just preventing it from falling.
Right, even though they're both touching an object at the same time, but there's no interaction between them at the same time. So that's not the Giyai de Gavar Acher. That is what the Shachat has answered. So maybe we'll have huge nefkaminis. For example, carrying the stroller together, passing a very long object, touching the opposite ends. If you learn it's Shemehiga, then there's a makom to be matched to such a thing. Because if we say that, if we don't say a leitlog, or carrying the stroller together, there's even a makom to say, I got the emotion, does not say that there's a chiluk between when he gives something to her, because the yusayin of all the dvarim is that there's some interaction here that's leading to a chibah. What we see that the rishayin were machmir on was v'shata miyadei liyada, that there's an interaction, he's giving something to her, she's giving something to him. Carrying something together, pushing something together, we don't necessarily see that they ever made such a gzeira on it of Shema Yiga. So it would be welcome to say that carrying something together is even more kal than v'shata, potentially. Possibly, and Marish kind of helped that with Lamaisa. He did bring some shittas like that. L'chayr is a beautiful nachar. Most of them l'chayr are machmir, so she called it it's equivalent to a hayshata. But it would be at least nachat tziruf. That only they gave you that the only issur here is an issur of shamayiga. If you live as an issur of nigiya yidei davar acher, l'chayr carrying a stroller together, passing a very long object, are poshut the nigiya yidei davar acher. And if we pass the shavit, then it would be poshut. These things are awesome.
From
Rav Moshe,
it's not
by
because he's saying...
No, Rav Moshe only learns in Zrika, and Rav Chayra Hu'ad in Hoshata is only a Chashash Shemayiga, and Rav Moshe's Kvar, he doesn't hold his own way to it. So Rav Chayra Rav Moshe's... And it makes it because Rav Moshe's before is that way, it's only a Chashash Shemayiga. And Rav Moshe usually goes with Rav Moshe. Fine, you know, here you only get half the Rav Moshe's maximum, but because Rav Moshe does say what to it. Does say what to it. But... Right. But L'chayr, he's made the mixes of the Aruch HaShocha, that it's only a Chashash HaMi'igah, and he's only disagreeing on the Lai Prov Shabbat. L'chayr. It's not Buchach. You could say that by Zvika there is no Hagosh HaShocha, the Nigiyah Yidah of Aruch. And therefore, there Moshe has to say it's Shemayigah, but it's only the Shemayigah, whereas by HaShocha, it could be Moshe. But again, the Tshuva is not Mashmah, because what's Moshe's Tshuva? What's the Tzad to Aser carrying a heavy object together? From Azavma, and there, what's the issue? The issue is that they might come to touch each other because they're carrying everything. So he's learning, L'chayr is learning that carrying a heavy object together is only a chashash ha'niga. Even when he's machmir l'maisa, he doesn't say because of the shachar taz, that's the nigiyah yidei davar acher. So it's mashmir moshe, there's no issue of nigiyah yidei davar acher. So that zikr gives us a makom to me that there's what to be said, zikr what to be said, what to be made. The fact that it's shulchan aruch, no one argues on shulchan aruch often. Even the Shachat Taz being Medayik, L'chayra are arguing in loveness in Shulchan Aruch, but no one comes out straight and argues on Shulchan Aruch. Even the Shachat by us, Yosef Gimel by us, who says that it's even a Dabar Aruch, and he doesn't mention the Shemayigah, but it's not Mucha B'chal the Shach, to argue on the Mechaber. He's Pashtus explaining the Mechaber. Well, Maisri, if you see from Sif, you know that the Shach even has noch a Chumra of Shemayigah, which the Mechaber didn't hold of. But Sif Gimel is coming to explain the Mechaber, not to argue.
But all those are chalak of Moshe about the carriage situation.
Yeah.
What's there?
So that's they could be saying that there's no difference carrying together in Hishata and Loiplog. Or they could be saying the Shachat Taz. You have to look each one, Ladino, what do you say? For example, the Be'er Moshe, which I didn't see inside, but brought down a number of times, the Be'er Moshe answers, if she's holding, for those of you old enough to remember telephones with cords, she's talking on the phone and he has to pick up the cord to duck under it. So he says, he answers that, M'chayas Negiyah Yidei Davar Acher, which he also then answers, also in the situation, if she's bringing out a tray of schnitzel, So the Be'er Moshe, Deber Tzina, asks him to stick a fork in to take a schnitzel off the tray. Why? Because he's touching the fork, he touches the tray in her hands. Not al no chashash shemiga. He's not important nafkamina.
If it's like a shoto, it's considered he's taking the work. That is at nigia.
But if
that means that the nigia, the lachel alay shoto is the lachel.
Okay.
It could be it's worse.
If the only chashash though is shema yiga,
yeah,
you want to say, are you saying if I hold shema yiga, I hold like look? There's a difference in the like look. Could be, but I think that, for example, with the telephone, there is no hashat at all. So l'chayra without seeing it inside, but l'chayra the Deber Tzina is passing the shachat tas.
Oh,
the yadavigol. Well, the yadavigol l'chayra has to be coming to the shachat tas. Right.
But the
switch was wrong. So l'chayra is machayra, and hopefully when we do sepeh involved, which will be starting down this afternoon, hopefully we'll come to Allah l'maisa on this machayra, because do we have to be machayra for the shachat tas now? Because as we mentioned, a number of very big nafkaminas.
What would you say according to the Shachat Taz on Snegiyah? If someone's holding, she's holding a long string, let's say long string, and it's on the floor, and it's on the floor for a long time, and he wants to walk by, so to pick up that string, where it didn't get moved, but chalal, it's on the floor here, steady.
Right.
Would that be touching the same thing?
Could there, it's, could be that would be like touching, both touching a table, the solid table. Could be that would be mutu b'chalal.
You have to say in the Shachat Taz, you have to feel the movement also. Because it's
not the Shachat Taz. Right. That's what they were saying. So that would be like we said before, could be even the Shachat Taz, you have to have some feeling of it. And the Mamela, that would also be a Makar for those who mentioned this Isser feeling movement. Not that there's an Isser Be'etzim feeling movement, but that anytime you're touching the same object and you feel it, that's going to be called Nagia Yidurah. Maybe. Fine. So now, I think that will get us through Sifal Beis. Now let's go on to Sif Gimel Dalet. So let's break down Sif Gimel and Dalet and try to understand what the different issues here are. Number one is, I think already the Rishayim, there may have been a machlokes. What exactly are we chayshish for in general by many of the Harhakas? Are we chayshish that there's going to just be such an overwhelming romantic chiba between them that he's going to be nichshal and he'll be over b'mezit? Yitzhak Taikfai? Or are we chayshish that when they're acting the same way they act when she's tahara, well, she's going to forget that she's not, they're going to come to forget machmas b'chiba, stamozai, we're not chayshish they're going to forget, and that's why chazal were matching yichud, because we don't stam chayshish that he's going to forget she's a nida. But when they're doing certain things in chiba, it's going to cause them to forget. What?
Naf kachiba, or is certain things that they usually
things that are usually done with their tahara, when she's tahara.
Naf kachiba.
I don't know what. We'll think about it.
Okay.
You have an example, you have a nefkimina? I'm saying...
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of... They're living miyuchat together, they're not... That we're not chayshish on. So it has to be that they're doing something.
Right, but it could be that when they said things that they do together, they usually do, make them forget, but not that kachiba things. You have to stop the chiba for to stop it, you have to remind them that she's a nida.
Yeah, because you have to remind them. You have to remind them that she's a nida. But so you only need that reminder when there's something that's going to cause them to forget. Stamazi people, if they're living in the same house, the yichud, right? But it happens to be that they never sit down to meals together, so they never needed to make a hekra on the table. It happens to be that she always makes the beds when he's not home. They never did anything. They never did anything to remind them. So the ma'isa we will see in the later season that that maybe an Indian she should davka wear a special baggit as a constant reminder. But be'etzim l'chayrim, we're not chayshish, they're going to forget the stam.
Doing for Rashi and before Shavuot, I think that the etzim fact that they're always meeting together makes them be able to forget. And these reminders come as periodic reminders in a situation which generally causes shikha. It's not the detail that causes them to forget, it's being meeting together on a constant basis causes them to forget. We may have it, when they eat out of the effort, and they don't pass these to each other, and they do all the machlokes, and they still kind of keep reminding them in 50 different ways.
I'm not familiar with such a deal, can I don't, I can't say
that. Because of Mishiyat, and the young bones, and the Rosh, I think, in the Kitzur Halachis, says that with Shara Rayas, once it's Mutzah Be'yichud, they had to have something to remind them she's a Nidah.
But if the, again, if they're not eating together, they're not passing, then we don't have any reminders.
So they've got a problem. They've got a problem.
But see,
the reminder doesn't come from eating together. It doesn't come from parenting. It comes from being together together across the basis.
You'll have to show me the shayna.
It's too much of a deal.
It's too much of a chiddush, and I don't hear any deal for it.
But that's a good question. So let's say maybe would mishtachadim plus...
Right, it's yichud with these other. It's yichud with eating together and yichud with passing things that creates the chibur that will cause them, will cause them to forget.
I'll try to show you
this.
Yichud derives as mutter be'etzan. That's a
serious
puzzle. It is. Everyone explains it. That Rosh has come to explain why they weren't poison yichud in Rabban. That's everyone explains in the Rosh. Yichud derives was mutter because it's serious puzzle.
Sukkah b'shashana is not oikrin as a derives.
It means to explain that there was
no, but the Lashon of the Rosh is not like that.
There was
a Bali said, and Yichud was Asur. The head tells the defense of the Rosh Hashanah.
I understand, everyone I saw at least seems to me that the Gzeir is a process.
You need to make sure there is a harchaka. All the harchakas we find is only once
it's
you have
a harchaka. If they happen to be eating together, you need a harchaka on the table. If they happen to want to pass them.
It's also enough since there's so many things to do on a regular basis. At the start, you're going to come across a few harchakas every day. And I'll keep your reminder.
Fine. So then, so what else? So what's number one is the issue, is it shagig or mezid? Number two is the question of, assuming that there's Isra and Shulchan Achad, because that's what we're doing, it's not a Zah, certainly. So, what is the Isra Shulchan Achad? Is the Isra that eating B'Shulchan Achad itself is a Dar Chiba, which as someone was married before, that's something that you would do with other people. That's certainly not something miyuchad you only do with your wife. Eating the Kari Achas, I understand, is directly a Dar Chiba, that's something you probably would only do with your wife. But eating B'Shulchan Achad is partially, that's something you would do with your friends all the time. I can't resist throwing out the Rabbi Yod says that it's nice and b'chayim that people eat with other people's wives on the same table. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
On the same table, sir.
What?
On the same table, sir.
Just the two of them?
Whatever.
Anyway, kids, they're
different.
Actually,
there's a wife. My husband is over there.
The Rabbi Yod is coming to say that Oifin that will be also with your wife, isn't he?
Your wife is a dumb problem.
Fine. So, any b'chayim. So, one oif is to understand that who adim for whatever reason, that achila b'shulchan echad is also enough of a chiba that Chazal felt the need to aser b'shul that is goyim v'chiba and will cause him to either forget to do yida or to become just overwhelmed and be unable to resist. Or the other pshat, which this is first of all, is more pasha avana, but the second one is the tarot which may be more accepted la locha. Is that Shulchan Echad Taka is only an Xer and Xer. Shulchan Echad is Otu Kayachas, and Kayachas is a fucking Rabbah. Because Kayachas is Chiba, it's something you only do with your wife. That's what Mondas Lachayr, Siddhitar makes a lot of sense. Tferes Lamayshu, who the Siddhitar that's is arguing on, but also Lachayr understood that was that Vandu. Rabbayshu Lachayr clearly understands that. And that's as the Rajbu Lachayr understands it that way, because the Rajbu, when he answers, eating b'shulchan echad when there's other people present, he says because they don't know she's in nida, so they're not going to remind him to do what? To not take from her plate with her. Not to not come to chiba. You don't remind someone to not have chiba.
That's foolish.
Remind them not to take from the plate.
Yeah.
So rather clearly learned that the whole issue of shulchan echad is otu karachas. And it's exeru l'exeru, but it's also based on how we understand l'maisa, what the Ra'ah is arguing on exactly is not mucha. To say that is the machlokes is the Rajah, the Ra'ah is not Mukha. The Rajah could also hold, and he just holds that when there's someone else on the table and not in between, that's not going to, that is going to remind him somehow not to take. But it's not muhal that is the machlokes that are on the Rashi. It could be, but it's not muhal.
But it has to be that the law did hold that the problem is something else, because he has to deal with the Rashi's question. So it has to be the law did hold, maybe. The chula, the law did hold that the problem is something else, the chibah itself, or something.
Could be. No, Sarachim won't learn that way. It could be. The zichur could be. I just don't see a chreyach. The zichur could be that the Ra'ah is coming to say that the Shulchan Aruch is also be'etzim b'shem chibo. And maybe when there's other people, you're not going to have chibo. You're not going to have any specific degree of chibo. The degree of chibo that Chazal asks when there's other people.
Really, you're not eating from a plate. Eating from a plate is an act of chibo. Right? Because you wouldn't do it from other people, and the Rosh says that after she's coming to sit on your special table. The act of taking from a plate is also an act of chibo that you wouldn't do.
That's the type of chibo you wouldn't do in front of other people.
It's not. You wouldn't do any chibo in front of other people. When you're in public, you're not going to do any acts of chibo between you and your wife. You're not going to give up.
This is what you're going to take your time.
You're definitely going to take your time. This is all other people, but to take food off your plate in front of other people, I don't know that you would.
If that is a
big thing, I would clearly have
another side. My parents said they would.
There are distinct times.
My parents said they would.
Totally, even someone who's not your wife would take off her plate. Off his place.
Isn't that?
Have y'all heard?
Basmachal, that's the whole sugi basmachal. That's the more cool. Shabbos is called. What?
All together.
That's why you have the people eating basmachal at the same time. So they were based. So based on how we understand the Isser of Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be very important what the Hetter is. If the Isser is that. Is a hacker. If the Isser is Shema Yavo Lechol Mikaya Achas, so that all we need is something to remind him not to take food off her plate. For example, in such a case, Rabbi Kivega by Bosa Bechol says a Shemer doesn't help. Now, this is why that would be Negea here. If the issue is Chibo, Shemer is not Negea. You know, Shaima to remind them not to come to Chibo. The issue is taking it off her plate, but it would be Negea whether a Shaima would help or not. I have to see that why Rabbi Kivega holds a Shaima doesn't help. It's such that I didn't get a chance to look it up inside. I don't remember. And there is a Hezber for it. Machalak, where you don't take time, it's something that you can anticipate in advance that the person could warn them, but it's something that could happen in a split second. The Shaima is not going to be able to warn them. Episodes, I don't remember exactly what the Chiroti session is.
Sure,
it
must be something else at that time.
Like that.
No,
but by the time a person picks
something up, puts it in the house. That's what it is. He says, a Shabbos, on Shabbos, where is really the makor for a Shomer helping? Is the Kara La'ara Ner B'Shabbos. So Kara La'ara Ner B'Shabbos, he says that when the Shomer sees the flame is sputtering and is getting dim, he's going to be on guard. Because now he knows that there's a risk you're going to go adjust the flame. So for that, a Shomer helps. Because the Shomer knows, a Shomer can't be on his tiptoes for 24 hours straight. But the Shomer can see when the flame starts sputtering, he's going to keep an eye on it and maybe even remind him in advance, I know the light's getting dim, but don't touch it because of Shabbos. But here, when two people are sitting at the same table, the Shomer, because at any second he might have an urge to take it off her plate. And
take it off his plate, but now he put it in his mouth,
it can
take time.
Take a second, grab it, put it in his mouth, that is Shomer. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. That way, I think it's before it's
the
Pechas.
What's the word?
They
need something to catch
attention.
They need something to
catch you need constantly, 100 people, all the time.
Right.
Meet this.
How does it help?
Reach
forward.
Please move. Dark the light.
What's
that
about? Fully
the
creation.
Well,
that's
the smile.
But it's not something that is only that he has to catch a specific split second. Here, there's no advance warning. In 1 second, he'll reach over to his belt. That you can't watch a shunger for.
It's cute, there's 1,000 chashashos. And he has to be on guard for all 1,000 chashashos. Otherwise, it's just make sure he dominates by the end of the day.
They tied it in Chantyevsky, where he learns by the looks, so that he always has one of his anger cloths stay in his shunger. And what?
He's
his wife. And I heard that he tests them regularly. Because in the middle of learning, every once in a while, he starts going like this to see if they're going to tell him, if they're going to tell Shabbos. If they don't, he yells at them for not being a good enough Shabbos. The flames die, according to Bikinega at least, they don't have to be on alert if the flame is still bright. They have to be there, maybe, but they don't have to be on their tiptoes for the split second if the flame is still burning brightly. No, okay.
He learns by
he learns to use his electricity.
Yeah.
doesn't use that either.
Why?
I don't know why. He doesn't use the generator because he supposedly says there has to be one person to remember that you don't use electricity on Shabbos.
That's why they have Letterman show like that.
What, Letterman show is probably just called the generator?
No, there they have regular lights.
It's really dark.
They have the gas lights. Anyway, so if the issue is
she couldn't come to take off her plate, for example, also they bring, if they sit far apart, they're sitting out of reach, so possible hall is brought, they bring the bath to Al-Waha, that if they're sitting far enough that they can't easily reach off the other person's plate, there's no chashash. He's not going to reach over and grab something off the other person's plate if he's not within reach. If the chashash here of Shulchan Echad is Shem Yavu Lechel Mikare Achas, so then that same halacha should apply here. If the issur is Be'etzim Zechibah, so then it's not Negeya. Then you might still have an issue if they're sitting, if they usually sit close together and now they doubt the switch seats to be far apart. That could be a hacker that will intrinsically reduce the Chibah that you could have. But just the fact that they happen to be sitting in a distance, let's say they always sit at a distance, and they're right in a distance, that's not going to help you anything here. If the issue is that the Achil B'Shulchan Achad itself is a Chibah. V'chulu, are you limited for time? You still have a couple minutes left. But we can't go through every example, but Habeivinyam, and you see now that a lot of the different Nachkanis that come from Maisa are going to depend on how we understand the issue. But it does seem clearly that if you understand that Shulchan Achad is itself a chibur, that somehow, as the Siddur Tavim Sotah speaks, the hacker is going to somehow, well, okay, it's not clear. I should say, it's not, that's going to be another issue. If you learn that Shulchan Achad, the Etzim, is a chibur, then what's going to be, how does a hacker help? How does putting a crumpled napkin or whatever it is in between their plates prevent chibah? So Yeshayahu doesn't. And we're only maker with a hacker on something that because Betsyur from what we have is not as a shul from God, which doesn't really have chibah.
Except
tonight.
Moshe says a hacker is going to help for chibah.
What?
So it's Tarot Sosnitz.
But that's going to be about, and it would be negay if you have a massive. There would be Ke'ein, Shulchan Echad, the Shulchan Cotton of Chazal. Now does what?
Karach.
Karach is the Zichr does now.
Yeah,
why?
Because
the
Chibah
that itself is the Chibah. He said, no, but the question of the hacker brings Chibah.
On the side, if you have a Shulchan Cotton, if you come up with a Matzah, like the Bach's case,
with the people who the whole family sits on one table, and they sit on a separate table, that's going to be like the Shulchan Katan, it'll have a din like the Shulchan Katan Chazal. On such a thing, will a hacker help? What?
So according to that, that will be totally in the end.
How do you understand that?
Yeah, but the Duch and the Rechus are not the Chedi Yichud. No, that table is beautiful for them. If somebody else would come into the Chedi Yichud, which would happen.
The kid was in the Chedi Yichud.
But he doesn't have a table. He's not, the kid's not at the table.
Right, nice table.
And if my mother would come in, she would not sit at that table. She would sit on the side.
Or you should sit the kid at the table.
Yeah. But that enough.
You can't guarantee that it's
going to stay. Shulchan Katan, the Rechus are enough.
That's not Shulchan Katan.
Yeah, what's... No, but that one won't have a dinner shulchan cut anymore. Maybe.
Sitting here. Anyways, but they don't have any.
The wedding itself, the wedding,
it's not.
And right.
The
one
that says the Torah says that even according to the Shekhar, it is Chibah, but the Shekhar is not Chibah. And
no, but that's because our Shekhar is meant for other people. But the Shekhar of like the Rosh.
Right, that's because we have Shekhar God. We said this should be a different Shekhar.
This should be a Shekhar like the Rosh.
No, it's a Shekhar for the Pesach like the Rosh.
That's not for two people, it's not for one person.
And once it's meant for two people, it has to be meant for one person, and then she's inside
the
king table.
No, but the Bach, but like the Bach.
Everyone else is sitting
there. Everyone else dances at a different table. The two of them at a table, didn't like the
Shulchan. The Bach is the Bach. But I think in the Lashon of the Rosh, not Dafka, because he's not about the Shulchan, it's like for one person.
Well, he's saying about Fukit, he's saying, sure, the Shulchan of Chazal were made for one person. La Fukit and Shulchan of Chazal, which are made for 12 people.
Right.
I don't know if he's saying it's a din davka one person. He's going to say that the CS is the chazal, each person has his own table. Bizman is that we have one big dining room table that everyone sits at.
But Vada, the Bach, Vada.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that the Rosh would argue with the Bach in
that.
But the Siddur Tara is Chalik Lamaisam Chak. You say? He's also not passing the Rosh. So the Rosh couldn't agree with the Bach. So, fine. I mean, what? So that's interesting. Also, that's fine. So that was the other side. There's Maisha there. So that was important. The Kuda. I mean, how big the heck is to be at this point? Uchaira. It has to be the Iker is how high is the Iker? How nervous for this? I did find someone spoke up before, slips my mind who it was, but I didn't find the name for it. I thought it was Dabi Pasha anyway. Who's got it? Sure, write it down. I must have written it down. Someone speaks out, I didn't write it down. Someone spoke up before, but if you have a rave, put the ring on the table in between it, even though it's definitely not Gavaya Katsas, but since it's valuable, we're going to notice it and it will be a good hack. That the Gavoya Ketzas is lav davka. It's not telling a shear of Netzbar, Tapach, or Asar Tvachim, or Shleisha Tvachim. The Iker is that the reason it has to be Gavoya Ketzas is it has to be noticed. So if you put something with flashing lights and with a neon light in between the walls, even if it's perfectly flat, but it's going to be a hacker because they'll notice it. The Iker, because what's the Iker? We want to remind you.
It doesn't have flashing lights.
It sure does.
But you say because it's valid. If something is going to catch your attention, you'll notice it's there. Again, so it's going to be a kolafia inyan then. All I'm saying is there'll be a kolafia inyan. Mitzias will be if it's noticeable. For example, if the plates are very close together, and pasha from your angle, it's under the lip of the plates, it's pasha, it's not a hacker. If it's something that's going to stay, if it's a ring with bright, ring colored gemstones, then it's more, it'll be a better hack. It'll be a kolafia inyan. But again, it's going to be something that's going to go shikula das. And it's going to be seichel more than it's going to be. You can't say how many tefachim tall and how many tefachim tall is the
sheer. Even though it's not tall at all, it should be accurate.
Something like it's going to be a kolafia. So you can't make a sheer of how many tefachim etzbayis or tefachim or whatever it has to be tall.
But you
know,
it's
really like
a
PSP
tefachim
tall. If it's surrounded by soda bottles, you can't see it.
Right, that's why it's practical. Just an example. What they would say, when it comes down to most shalos l'maisa, you have as a tziruf for Shulchan Achon, the number one is the Rambam Udi'ime, there's a list of Rishayim or Mashmah like the Rambam, Paskin that it's Davka Kayach, they don't mention Shulchan Achon at all. Then you have the Rosh Udi'ime, who hold the Shulchan Shalonu Armoter, even though Shulchan Achon might be also the Shulchan Shalonu Armoter. Then you have the Ra'ah, who holds that if there's other people at the table, if there's no one else there, so why not make a big hacker? The Shiloh really comes up, and there are other people, and you're embarrassed. So then you have Shita Sara'ah as a Tziruf, and the Rebbeinu Ruv, whoever, when there's other people there, you don't need a hacker at all. And then, you can often have a number of Tziruf from other Shilohs that come up, Lamaisa, but in each case will have to be the Ma'atzma, whether you've solved the.